Good morning, everyone. It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And it's one of the little details of history that ended the five-day standoff with Somali pirates. It ended on Sunday, and it freed the captain, Richard Phillips, of the ship that was held by those Somali pirates. The most famous captain in the world right now comes from the landlocked state of Vermont, Underhill, Vermont. Captain Phillips lives there with his wife and children. And a spokeswoman for the Maersk shipping firm, which held a news conference yesterday, talked about the reaction of Captain Phillips' wife on hearing his voice for the first time on the phone.
She was laughing while she was on the phone with him. She was saying his trademark sense of humor is still very much intact and he's in great spirits. And if you guys could have seen her light up when she talked to him, it was really remarkable.
Another remarkable detail, she doesn't have a voice anymore, the wife of Richard Phillips. Just one of the details as Vermont prepares to welcome home the most famous captain in the world right now, Steve Zinn, editor and reporter for Vermont Public Radio from the landlocked state of Vermont in Burlington. Steve, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Quickly, how much anticipation is there in this state? And I looked at a map. You can't get there by boat.
No, you can't, unless you have a boat with wheels. There's a lot of anticipation. I think people, even if they didn't know the Phillips directly in Underhill, they knew somebody who knew the family. And for that reason, everybody felt personally affected by last week's ordeal. And while there wasn't a great outpouring of public sentiment about it in town, there were the yellow ribbons, there were the casseroles brought to the old farmhouse where the Phillips lived. So it was clear it was on everybody's mind.
I mean, seafaring isn't necessarily a part of Vermont history, but to be so involved in this story for all 5 days and to have it end in the way that it ended, I gather everyone on the streets of Burlington and around the state has an opinion about this.
Yeah, it's interesting. You never know what your neighbors do for a living, or often you don't. And I think people were really surprised to find that there are people who are working halfway around the world living among them. So we all got a quick education in what the Merchant Marine is about, what the Somali pirates are up to, and, issues that don't normally concern us. Most of us were concerned primarily about where is spring and warmer weather.
Right. Describe Underhill for us and an estimated time of arrival for Captain Phillips, if you know it at this point.
Well, there's very little known at this point about the reunion. You know, even when Andrea Phillips had a voice, she wasn't saying much to the press. I think she was, and the community was kind of overwhelmed to suddenly become the center of international attention. So Andrea Phillips had nothing to say beyond the fact that she had nothing to say and would not speak to the press until after this ordeal was over. And as we discovered yesterday, even when that moment came, her voice wasn't up to it. Underhill is kind of it's not quite the postcard Vermont village. It's a place where the farms are giving way to new homes and the convenience stores are competing with general stores at this point. But it still, has the classic small Vermont town meeting where everybody gets together and argues about the gravel pit. So there is that community feel to it. And for that reason, I think people felt really connected to the Phillips and what was happening to them. At this point,
no plans for a parade at this point?
Nothing yet, but we do expect there will be.
Well, normally this time of year, people lose their voice in Vermont by screaming for the Red Sox in the opening week of the baseball season. But Steve Sint, editor and reporter for Vermont Public Radio, talking about the anticipation as people wait to welcome Richard Phillips, if they get the chance, home from his release from Somali captivity, pirate at sea.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.